So, Carl, it's my understanding, and somebody correct me out there if I'm wrong, John Thompson, Phyllis Reynolds, Ted Kay, and Tom Cunningham, you're coming up together. Is that your intention or no? I'm seeing one no. Sorry?
One at a time.
You want one at a time? Okay, very good. You've signed up for that. Item 44, please.
Okay, 44, request of John J. Thompson to address council regarding how implementation of the Forest Park Management Plan is working to create true urban wilderness.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is John Thompson. I'm a retired physician as well as a lifelong naturalist. I come bearing good news this morning. The Forest Park Natural Resources Management Plan is working, and characteristics of a mature forest and wilderness are beginning to return, in some instances having been absent for the last 100 years. Slide number one may look like fancy lettuce. It's a rare lichen, Lobaria pulmonaria. In the 1970s, this lichen was noted to be absent from the park, having disappeared when the park was logged earlier in the last century. It's associated with mature and old-growth forests and is a marker for pristine air quality. As our trees have gotten more mature, they have been able to filter the air of particulate matter, allowing this lichen to return. I was thrilled when I found it in 2016. It's the opposite of the canary in the coal mine and signals the return of high-quality air to the park. Slide number two, many of you will recognize these chanterelles. Mushrooms you see are merely the reproductive structures of a fungus, which performs several tasks in the forest. Some function to break down woody debris, returning it to the soil. Others, like chanterelles, are mycorrhizal. Here, filaments of the fungus wrap around the roots of trees and shrubs, creating what's been termed the wood-wide web. The interconnections allow plants to trade water, sugars, and nutrients, and to sequester toxins. These relationships characterize maturing forests and are an indicator of returning soil health. I was overjoyed when I found several patches in 2013. My final slide is a rare phantom orchid, so-called because it contains no chlorophyll and is entirely dependent on a specific old-growth mycorrhiza for its sustenance. It symbolizes the third major characteristic of old-growth, interdependent relationships. While comprised of many individuals, the forest itself is a living entity, just as you are composed of many individual cells and an associated microbiome, and yet form something larger. I found this orchid in 2014 along the Wildwood Trail near Newberry Road. Thanks to the Forest Park Natural Resources Management Plan and the vision of you and your predecessors, the park is returning to a mature state and true wilderness. Because of its connection to the Coast Range, it's the only park in the city where this could occur. As Portland's population grows, demands of all types will put an ever-increasing pressure on the park for development. Please continue to recognize the unique nature of the park and support the wisdom of the Forest Park Natural Resources Management Plan in all of its requirements. We, too, are part of that interdependent web, and our health and well-being depend on it just as the phantom orchid does. I invite you to join me for a walk so I can show you these things firsthand. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, and thanks for sharing the photographs. Those are beautiful.
Thank you.